A Franklin County commissioner claims homeless people are being bussed in from Seattle without evidence. NWPB's Dori Luzzo-Gilmore reports.
Franklin County Commissioner Clint Didier said in a public meeting that a state trooper north of Pasco told him homeless people were being bussed in from Seattle. Didier claims he was by the 395 overpass.
I hate to admit it, but I got pulled over by a state trooper here last year going over the overpass there at King City. Didn't have my seatbelt on. In the process of talking to him, I said, hey, I just seen three people under the overpass there, three transients. I said, where are these people coming from? And he said, they're bussing them in from Seattle.
Didier has told this story numerous times, though the State Patrol's office said they have had no contact with Didier in either 2020 or 2021. There are busing programs like King County's Homeward Bound, where people are given a one-way ticket to reunify with family. Usually, before the tickets are issued, those receiving the participant agree to house them. The director of the Benton-Franklin Housing Authority, Keith Johnson, says he has only dealt with residents in the county experiencing the housing crisis and not people from Seattle.
The people that we've encountered who are homeless have lived here. It doesn't really matter. If someone's homeless and they're in our community, we help them. Our local funding is geared towards helping Benton and Franklin County residents who are experiencing a housing crisis.
Didier's repeated claims that homeless people are being bussed into the county from Seattle is misleading and skews the views of who the homeless are in the community. Dr. Rachel Moran of the University of Washington Center for an Informed Public explains.
So people might be, you know, more inclined to believe that misinformation about houseless people already because they have a certain sort of ideological worldview about how the world should work and houselessness doesn't fit into that. But once they kind of receive that misinformation and they take it in as being fact, it's then a kind of weapon in their arsenal as to why they're right.
Combating misinformation takes time. Dr. Moran studies how misinformation is spread and how experts can debunk it while gaining the public's trust again.
What makes misinformation really salient sometimes is that there's often like a little kernel of truth. So we know there's been times when the temperature's dropped, for example, in Seattle, and they've opened warming centers, and there has been programs to bring people to those warming centers. And that piece of, you know, factual information gets spun off to then being like, oh, we're bussing people into Seattle or out of Seattle.
In a follow-up interview, Didier said he was pulled over in 2020 and was asked about the trooper to verify the claims.
He's probably already been relieved of his duties if he didn't take the vaccination. They've let a lot of them go. You may never find this guy again.
Public records show Didier was pulled over in March of 2021 for speeding by the county sheriff's office on North Glade Road. He was not near the 395 overpass where he claimed to see homeless people. I'm Dori Luzzo-Gilmore.